hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ just popped in the studio. And
the douche.
It is the deuce, hour two, and he got in just in the nick of time for all the festivities. Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, joining us via the web as well, may rounding out the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. I still haven't heard from Vinny Two Tanks or the Aqua Gypsy yet. They're in Bonaire.
I love how you pretend like you don't know how to pronounce it.
No.
Just so you can say the word boner.
No, the locals, just like when you're in Curacao, douchey is like, you feel great. I feel douchey.
Right.
When you're in Bonaire, which we would call it Bonaire, some of the locals refer to it as boner.
They do not.
No, it's a thing.
It's not a thing.
Or we can make it one.
Or he's just got that on his mind.
He okay. does seem fixated.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay, go
if
ahead.
If you're going to say it's called boner, do you then picture Vinny in red Spanx?
No, I didn't. You just brought it up,
what
though.
Comes in your mind when you say that word?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to Casey, right?
I'm talking to you.
It's
me.
Hard to get that out of your mind now, isn't it?
No.
Isn't it, Greg? You're thinking about it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I don't. I'm just trying to educate you guys.
Wasn't that a 60s pop song? Greg's got a boner on his mind.
No, I don't think it was. I don't remember that. It was probably AI.
I mean, Bonair.
Okay.
It sounds French.
All right. I'm
Is
just
it like
trying
French,
to
Polynesian.
I'm just trying to bring make our team more worldly.
Yeah, sure you are.
And so if you ever travel to that part of the world, you won't
just
sound like a tourist.
Deeper.
Like
you want to make us more worldly, you should take us on trips with you.
Well, if I took you to Bonaire and you walk down the streets of Bonaire and say, finally, I love Boner.
And they'd be like, you are an idiot.
Well, they don't have an accent like that.
Yes, they do.
I know.
That sounds French to me.
It does sound French.
Bonaire.
It's a totally different part of the world.
Bonaire. No, I have a raging boner.
They're Dutch.
I have taken a look at the local bikinis on the beach, and I see a raging boner.
No, that's
in your Spanx.
They don't speak like that
no,
whatsoever.
I do not do the Spanx.
I'm not taking you.
Speedo.
I'm not taking you to Bonaire. I'll tell you that much.
Good,
CJ.
I'd never go with you ever.
Because you sound like a tourist.
I would never go with you.
You got to
in a million years. I would
locals.
Never go with you.
All right. Well, I gave.
You could beg me, please.
All this
come.
Information.
Please come on this dive trip. I'd say no way, Jose.
Well, look, all this information I just shared with you guys, I gave to Vinny Two Tanks before he hopped on this plane.
What? All that information. All you've said is boner so far.
Well, I said that's how the locals say it. So if you want to fit in,
oh, that's all this information.
And that's what I told Vinny. So it could be the reason we haven't heard from him is he's in the pokey. He's already been
wow another
taken
word.
Off the streets
he's
of Boner.
In the hospital. They beat him senseless.
Well,
yeah,
there's a very good chance
much.
Of that.
It wouldn't take much; just a small breeze probably knock him off his feet.
Let's face it; he can't run very fast.
Okay,
or fight.
Or fight.
That's not very nice. You guys, you know, you don't really look out for your dive buddies much, do you?
I'm not there. What can I do to protect him?
Wait.
Screw him
we
is what you're saying.
Tell him how to screw up the word Bonaire.
What are you talking about? There's no screwing up. I'm just trying to make sure he fits in.
Wrong. We strive to be like you, Greg.
No, we don't.
Dream on bus and run over them.
All right. Yeah, this from Jerry the Diver Guy, who's already scared off Barry, but at least he has Casey to lean on.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But.
What's that?
I know I'm jumping into the party late, but it looks like we're running a little lean today.
Well, they all bailed. We had Kenny, we had Barry, we had who else did we lose? Oh, Bubble Boy was there.
They actually had things to
They heard
do
you were coming
on a Saturday.
They figured, okay, if Cock Johnson's coming in, that pretty much covers at least three Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members.
Actually, CJ, on the commercial break, they said we've had about enough of Greg for this show.
Yeah.
And they bailed.
Bring on the Cock Johnson. So
filthy mouth today.
What are you talking about?
Boner,
it's just your name.
Pokey.
Okay.
Cock.
By the way, I'm the only one who's been to Bonaire.
I'm the only one who's been to Bonaire.
Or
no,
Curacao.
You're not the only one who's been to Bonaire. I've been to all three of those.
Oh, have you been? You've been to Aruba, too?
Yes, I've been to Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao, and Cayman, Little Cayman, and Cayman Brac.
And he knows how to pronounce them.
Does he? I heard him say boner.
No, he said Bonaire.
Well, that's if you put that little upswing on the end of it, it's like you're saying Bonaire and with a
Greg,
French accent.
That does not go with boner, upswing, doesn't go together. Huh. Just stop while you're ahead.
Next thing you'll lump it in with ice holes and then we'll be off the air.
Well, there's that. Yeah, we did cover that in hour one. But yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, if you go down the streets of Bonaire and say it incorrectly, what Jerry just did, it's not, hi, I love Boner. No, it's, welcome to Bonaire.
I'm trying to keep us on air.
I love the Bonaire.
I will just say, I'm glad that camera's not on right now.
Why?
Because I want no part of this.
You know, the whole time I was there, I never once mentioned the word Bonaire. I was diving.
Why? Well, I mean,
nobody ever asked me, hey, where are you? Do you know where you are?
Where are we? Gay Bigfoot, what are you doing here?
When Greg was there, Boner. They said, oh, what's that?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, you guys really, I don't understand why you keep bringing it down to a level that's
you gonna cry?
Totally
we're the ones.
I'm trying to do a good show, okay?
Greg at his best, ladies and gentlemen.
You're hurting my feelings, okay? He tries to flip it like that. It's just
he's gonna
working.
Cry. We better stop.
That would be amazing.
What are you talking about?
His tears will be on the keyboard and then everything will go south.
All right, that's enough. Let's move on.
Greg, think back to
what?
When you had your heart surgery and you were scared that you were going to die and dive again.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
How did that make you feel?
Oh.
Here come the waterworks.
Oh, God. I was like, please, finally, I'm through with this pain. No more pain of dealing with these losers every Saturday.
And listen, what a nice guy. At least he says it to our faces.
Yeah, though. See? I can do it behind your back.
Deep thoughts by Jack Handy.
That's a sign of true friendship that he can say it to our faces.
It is.
And we keep showing up for
I mean, because I say it with love, I do.
Or no
you guys
fear
suck,
of being punched in the
but
face.
But I say it with love, I do. All right, look, there's a new show on Apple TV.
I could smack you in the face and your wife would probably side with me.
She'd probably thank you is what you're saying.
Yeah, I smacked
No, he needed it. How dare you? How dare you?
Oops.
Son of a golly.
Biscuit. Hey, what do we got in the dive news, Greg? What's happening in the dive world?
Second season.
What's going on in
scuba? Of Apple TV's Drops of God has just been released. And there's some dive-related stuff. In the first few minutes of the show, we're going to talk about that and much more in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, better known as the
Deuce.
The Deuce, right. More coming up.
This is is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, books by Eric.com and Audible.com.